Okay, today's daf is daf lamed hey amid beis. No, actually, we're still at the bottom of amid aleph. Shloshesh yadim liftoach matirim kezakim. But we will first do our rapid review, starting from halacha chet. Afar nedarim kol hayom v'yesh b'davar lakel v'lachmir ketzat nadra b'leilei shabbat mefer b'leilei shabbat v'yom ha-shabbat mishtech asher. נדרה עם חשיכה, מפר עד שלא תחשיכה. אם לא אפר משחשיכה, אינו יכול להפר. תוני רבי יסב, רבי יהודה ורבי אלעזר ורבי שמעון, אומר אפר נדורם בעת לעת, מאתיים דרבנו ביום שמו. מאתיים רבי יסב ורבי יהודה, מיום ליום. מה מקיים רבי יסב ורבי יהודה, תיים דרבנו ביום שמו? תיפטר שנדרה מתחילת הלילה. מה מקיימים רבנו תיים דרבי יסב ורבי יהודה מיום על יום? תיפטר שנדרה בתחילת ליל שבת ונשתתק. וחזר לדיבורו. אל דיית את רבי יוסי ורבי יהודה נותנים לו 24 שעות. אל דיית את רבונן, אינו אלא אותו היום בלבד. נשתתק וחזר לדיבורו. אל דיית את רבי יוסי ורבי מצרפים לו 24 שעות. אל דיית את רבונן, לעולם ומאיפה והולך, עד שיחזר לדיבורו. לפני שקיעת החמה שעה אחת, עוד אינו יכול להפר. מופר לך במנחה, מופר לעולם. מוקם לך מנחה, ומנחה מוקם לעולם. מופר לך עד המנחה, כאומר מופר לך מן המנחה למעלה. תמן תנין המפיר נדורים בשבת. תוני, בין נדורים שהם לצורך השבת, בין נדורים שאינם לצורך השבת. ונשאלים נדורים שהם לצורך השבת, או שלא לצורך השבת, לא. זקן שהוא יכול להפר למחר, וכרבי יסב רבי ידעו כרבי לזב רבי שמעון, דאמר להפר נדורים מעת לעת, isn't that the same thing? So shouldn't it have to be Latzorach HaShabbat? Afilu Nadarim Shem Shalom Latzorach HaShabbat Lo Yafer Tipater Divrei HaKol in a case where Nadra B'Tchilat L'Le Shabbat Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Abal Shamar Inkan Neder Inkan Shvalom HaKlum Zaken Shoma Mufalach B'Talech Lo HaKlum Ela Zek Yelchato V'Zeh Yelchato Abal Omer Mufalach B'Talech Hazaken Omer Inkan Neder Inkan Shavua עומר רבי יוחנן, נשאלים היו נשאלים, מהו שישאל אדם על הקמתו? איך אבידה נדרה אישה ושמע בעלה ולא הפר לה? פשיטה שאינו מפר לה לעניין הבעל. מהו שיפר לה לעניין הזקן? למען הקיימים. אם נדורים שבין הלבינה, he doesn't have a right to do that because it's נדרי עצמאים. אלא כן אינם קיימים, בנדרים שבין הלבין אחרים. ולאו רבי יהודאי. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yatani l'b'shem Chachomi, and that's the question. Ma'al hat in the dorim b'layla, ma'im nader abal, sha'a katub ben b'yom, ariu meifer b'layla, nidrei zakein, shein katub ben b'yom lo kol shekein, ma'al hat ha'yadeh m'turgama, nishmina m'nahada, Rabbi Bo Bazuta, it avi turgama de Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol ha'itata, de lo havit Chachoma mishma suristin. Tani, en nishalim nidorim el ha'tufim v'yoshvim, ואני נשאל יושב, ואשר צריך להיות עומד מן הדין, ועומדו שני אנשים אשר למרים. אין לי עומדים, אלא נידונים. שואל הלכות אגדות מניין, תמוד לומר, עומדו ועמדו, ועמדו. רווח ופופו, סולק מישהו נידו דרבמי, איתר בעמידה, כדי לומר אין כאן נדר, ואני סדר. רמונה סולק מישהו נידו דגמליה דקונטי, Icher ba'amida kedei lomar in kan neder, in kan shvua, and he sat down, even though he had never said anything. Ramona salak mishu nidu de gamliel barberei. This had already become a family legend. So Amarle, the grandson said, I heard about what happened with my grandpa when he was my age. Do we mean the same thing? Lo tavi li, kemo davarata le sabi, lo tiba chavanat kaimli, and you do the afara now. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yehuda, Yirmiya Bar Abba B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Shlosha Shiyadim Liftoach Matirim Kizakein, as long as they know how to find a petah. Sabrin Neymar, so they thought in the Beit HaMidrash that this is only the Makom Shein Zakein, but where there is a Yochid Mumcha, since it was said L'Roshe HaMatot, he comes first. This is a Bidiyavad, you don't have anybody else to rely on this. As I said, B'Makom Shein Zakein, Rabbanu de Kesar Namri, it's not the case. Hilbok B'sheish said it's the case. Ravuna Shari Nidra, Ravuna was actually Mater Neder B'Yachid. Even though the Ran brought this whole story as part of his riots about the shail of how we paskin, what is a mumcha, some of that machlokas rishonim. So he brought this entire Yerushalmi. So Rav Huna went out and was matir in the Dorim b'yechidus. So Rabbi Zeira was very upset, and he asked Rabbi Yossi, Boyarmakamir Rabbi Yossi, who's Rav Huna to go around? He doesn't have smicha. Is Rav Huna Rosh HaTod? To which Amar Lei, well, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. If Rav Huna is not Rosh HaTod, who the heck is? You let Rav Huna Rosh HaTod, my name Rosh HaTod. I'd like you to show me somebody who is Rosh HaTod if it isn't Rav Huna. Well, let me tell you, Rav Huna is Rosh HaTod. Ma'olam nanodzekenim ledvarim yechidim. Can you be Mona Rishut for zekenim? Only for particular purposes. In other words, to give a smicha, what we call a smicha, which is not really a smicha, but is a netilat rishut. Can you limit that netilat rishut for particular things, or does it have to be across the board? Neshmina menhada, Rav, menite, Ravi, latir nedorim, vilarot ktamim. We see Rav had gotten a smicha from Rebbe only for hatarat nedorim, and to paskim shaylot of nida. So apparently you can give smicha, again, it's not real smicha, but reshut only for specific things. And actually, when Rabbi was nifter in the Damak, boy, Gabi Bray, Mume Bechorot, Rav wanted to get a smicha to be Mater Bechorot from Rabbi Shimon, who was Rabbi's son. So he says, you know, that goes right. And remember that Rav went and studied for 6 months out in the field. He had a lot of experience being Rabbi Bechorot. So he wanted to get a smicha. Or my vice, Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe said, I can't do more than what my father did. That's not the case. Kula Yoivlon. Actually, Rebbe had given Rav across the board a smicha. Ladun yechidi, latir nedarim, lirot ktamim, ulirot mumin, even of a bukhar, but only mumim shebegalui. That was the point. Midadamach, after Rebbe was nifter and Rav became a bookie in even Mumin Shebeseter, so he wanted to get a smicha, to expand the original smicha for Roeh Bechorot, even from Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, so he was bog, Abi Bray, Mumin Shebeseter. That was the only thing that he told him, I can't be Moshev to you. Whatever my dad gave you, that's what you got.
Why is that he's now the
double?
I don't know.
So even though you'll say that miminyan zekenim, mimanim zekenim, the dvarim echidim, the only time we'll be mamana azokin for something is if theoretically he would be ra'ui for everything. But a guy who only knows yiradeya cannot get heter even for yiradeya. What kind of nonsense is that? You don't know anything about anything except yiradeya, so we'll make you a ra'ui because you're a rav for your day. It's like being a Purim rav. What kind of rav is that? Kahari Rabbi Yashurman Levi. Mani l'chol tamidoi. He gave reshus to all of his talmidim to be more. And he was very mitzta'er. Avi mitzta'er al-chad avi bochi be'inei v'lavi yocha v'manita. There was one bocher that he had that he couldn't see properly. He used to cry a lot. He ruined his eyes. And he was unable to be Mati Bechorot, because he couldn't see properly. And he was unable to be Roeh Ketamim. And because of that, he couldn't be Mamanim. So we asked the correct years of Yemnino, the Dvarim Yechidim, so why not just give him Minui for the things that he could do? Hada Amras, you see, from here, Aro'ui L'chol Advarim, Ro'ui L'Dvar Echad. But Ein Aro'ui L'chol Advarim, Afi L'Dvar Echad and Aro'ui. So Rav couldn't give him a partial smicha. It's either you're a zaken or you're not nothing. Ma'olim nodze kenim liyamin. How about giving a timed? In other words, we make you rabbi for the day. This all appears in Sanhedrin, now it's in the Bible. Can we make a zakenim for a yamin? Nishmina menada. Here we'll bring you right to the following case. Rebchia baraba, oto lagabi rabbi Elazar. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Elazar said to do me a favor. I need you to speak to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi that you should write me some type of document that,
that I'm a rabbi. Yeah. I'm going to Chutz Laaretz. I mean, even though I'm not really a rabbi, amazing. I'm going to collect money at Chutz Laaretz for yeshiva. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to come there and not even be a rabbi. So you should just write something that I should be able to come. They should say the rabbi is going to speak in shul. You know, so piyes reviewed the review and yichli chodi garda the ikar. Something from my covet. The eifuk of farnasi in la ara breata. I'm going to put forth from my farnasa. Amazing. Mamish daily occurrences in Yerushalayim, as Yerushalmi.
That was
before the internet. Upi says, so sure enough, Rav Elazar asked from Rebbe, and he wrote him a letter in which he said, Adam Gadol, we've sent you a great man, Shulchenu v'chayatsevanu. It's as if I'm there myself. He is doing my shlichut until he gets back home. Until he gets back home, he can give a psak halacha. But after he gets here, we know
with the big boys, he
better not open his mouth. This is the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, my grandfather, always used to write these kind of smirchas. The guys needed it for the army. For, you know, you wrote on this was. Yore, Achi Avomore. Until somebody knows something comes, he should shut up. Of course, it's written in a nice way. More is Mashiach and so on. But everybody who read it understood. Don't take him as your rabbi. Rav Kiskia, Rabbi Dostoy, Rabbi Barzmina, and Matula B'Shem Rav Dostoy Saba. Some say it was Rav Dostoy Saba, actually. And that Rabbi Yehuda did not write, Rabbi Yehuda did not write what you wrote, what you claimed. What he wrote him was, Achinka Tavla, Arishalachnu Lachem, Adam Gadol. We've sent you a great man. He is so great that he's not embarrassed to say when he doesn't know something. She'ino Bosh Lomar Lo Shamati. That's the greatest man. If they would give that as a doctor's diploma, this doctor will tell you when he doesn't know what he's doing. That would be wonderful. Okay. Ma'olahater v'plunas. What's there? We said over there, you have to be matur nadorim when you're sitting, and you're wrapped in your talit. I mean, does it mean you have to literally be wrapped in your talit? Or it means you could just put on a hat, you know, just for the... For the moment. Some sign of kavod, you know. Baseball cap, maybe. Yeah. It would be also okay. Or it could be a skipper's cap. So what about that? So Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan was mat. They used to be matter wearing a plonus. Rabbi Shimon Levi was also matter wearing a plonus. He didn't sit down, put on a talis and all business. Ravuna B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah says, yeah, but that's only where there wasn't any talis that was handy. So there you could take a baseball cap. But if you've got a talit, you have to do a serious job. Om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon, when you're matir nedorim with a baseball cap, it's only during kalim. It's the kind of things that you can be matir with charata alone. So over there you don't need iyun, as we said in the Bavli, but in something that requires a petach, there you have to really sit and think and concentrate in order to do that, as be yeshiva with a talit, and Hadron Alach Nara Hamul Sa. Lean at their...